Most gracious is Allah. Allah's grace, Allah's blessings, Allah's extreme blessings and mercy that us such incapable people could not even think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give us such a great reward, such a great opportunity. There's no doubt that prior to this we have done many good deeds, and alongside that a lot of nur and light is such that we are until now still guests of Allah, as long as Allah wills. And nobody, even for example, if we are guests of somebody who is big in status and he allows us to stay, and as long as we want to stay, then is there a greater opportunity than this, that Allah has given us ijazah, permission to sit in his home, and he says sit there as long as you want to, as long as you can. If you go to somebody who's got a big house, he won't just let you sit there without doing anything. He'll give you tea sometimes, coffee sometimes, sometimes sweet dishes will come, dry fruit will come, and they'll say that keep on serving the guests of this person with big status. And there can be anyone better than the guest of Allah? If Allah is the host, the difference is this, that when you are the guest of a physical host, then physical foods come. But when you are Allah's guest, then spiritual foods come. Spiritual benefit comes. That's the difference. The people who are eating, they're enjoying. They whose tongues are clean, not the tongue of the mouth, but the tongue of the heart, then they get a lot of good taste, subhanallah. That how Allah Ta'ala has served a dish to us today, subhanallah. They're enjoying and they're getting the pleasure of that experience. And that, for example, I have introduced today in such a way and been grateful to Allah. What's the reason for it? The reason is that subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful month, a unique month. And the beginning of that month, the night of Jummah, is the first night of Jummah of this unique month. And in this month, Allah Ta'ala is seating us in his home and giving us the tawfiq to do his dhikr, subhanallah. And this is the reward of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us. This is Rajab. Can anybody think that how great a month this is, mashallah? This is that month in which Allah Ta'ala himself has selected this month. And he hasn't just selected this month, Allah Ta'ala has given it a title. All of the 12 months, Allah Ta'ala has preferred 4 months. And Allah says that these are the months, the holy months, the hurmat months. And everything is holy, everything is great, but Allah Ta'ala selected 4 months. Allah Ta'ala says that these 4 months, hurmat, the months that are of honor, sacred, respect. And Allah says that these are the months of, they are sacred and honorable and highly respectful. So imagine the status of this month and how will be the start of this month and the nur in this month and what will there be in this month. Think about it. So the beginning of this month, alhamdulillah, we are sat in that portion, and us people, Allah Ta'ala is allowing us to, Allah seated us, called us, assembled us, and he's our host, and he's called us, subhanallah. Many people don't even know that they will go. But when we heard this reward, then after going, when you depart, then definitely pray 2 rakahs salah for being grateful. Allah, I didn't know about this, I wasn't going to come, but Allah, you just fill up our treasure chests automatically. And what is that? What is the great thing? That Allah Ta'ala is giving the reward for what? What is the reason for this? The reason is dhikrullah. The remembrance of Allah. That if we weren't those doing dhikr of Allah, then where would we be sat at this moment in time? We're sat, only those are sat here now who do the dhikr of Allah, who do the remembrance of Allah. So this is the blessings of dhikr of Allah. And we are assembled for dhikr, our usual time, usual day, normal time. But Allah Ta'ala, for such people, he doesn't let them lose out. This is the barakah of dhikr. Due to the blessings of dhikr, Allah gives unique, excellent rewards to the dhakir. Look here, these are the same people who do dhikr, who come with a niyyah for dhikr, with the intention for dhikr, who have arrived for dhikr, and the objective is to do dhikr. And they are the ones who are getting this reward. And those who don't do dhikr don't get that reward. So what is this, the barakah due to? Such nights Allah Ta'ala bestows to us, gives to us. This is the barakah of dhikr. The remembrance of Allah, it's nothing hidden. It's not hidden secret. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has announced, it's the meaning of the hadith. And for Zayli Amal, this hadith is present. You read it day and night, we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Rasulullah is saying this hadith, Allah ta'ala states that whoever, due to my name, pays attention to me. How does a person pay attention to Allah? The Prophet, how do I pay attention to you? Oh, listen to me, I'll say to you. Oh, listen to me, I'll give you a name. I'll say, you know, Baisab, can you listen to me? Or can you do this, bring this to me, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says that when a person pays attention to me, how? When he says Allah, when he says Allah, then he's paying attention to Allah. Allah has given us permission that you can recite my personal name. Not my characteristics and attributes, no, my personal name, Allah says. You don't call me out with my attributes and my titles. Allah says, I don't have no need that. I'm Allah, so call to me as Allah. What a great, great honor. Allah says, I'm Allah, so call me Allah, say Allah. So Allah says, my name, most beloved to me, Allah himself has selected his name. Allah liked this name himself, Allahu Akbar. Imagine Allah's kept this name himself, he liked himself, it comes in hadith. And Allah says that I have revealed this name to the Quran, and a select makhluk has been taught this name. And from my hidden treasure chest, I've kept this hidden, this is hadith. This name Allah Ta'ala praises and defines. Allah has given us ijazah not once, day and night, keep on calling my name, reciting my name. This is the name of Allah. So this name, for reciting this name, Allah will give us nothing. You think he'll leave us empty handed? Imagine, Allah says, whichever individual pays attention to me, pays attention to me. Do you think I just leave him? No, whoever pays attention to me, Allah says, then I pay attention to him. Subhanallah. And very fast I pay attention to him, Allah says. And then further, Allah says, whatever he needs, due to which he's paying attention to me, then Allah says that whatever you need, pay attention to me, Allah says. Pay attention to me. If you want somebody's got a desire, then Allah says, then pay attention to me. If you have need for something. And then the meaning of the hadith, look at it. That if Allah pays attention to his servant, then to his barakah and rahmah, his fadal, he opens the doors for that individual. He opens the doors. Subhanallah. Yes, so a person sat torn clothes, Allah says, I'll open the doors for you. Yes, the request goes in the mind, oh, I'm sat here on a straw mat, and Allah says, the doors are open for me, rahmah and barakah and mercy and grace. Is this it? The human being thinks that there I've got a mud clay pot of water. There, look at those people who've got carpets and they've got food and feasts, and people are there and in their hands they've got goblets of mashroob. And to this person who's got nothing, Allah says, pay attention to me and I will open the doors of mercy for you. Who is saying this? Who puts the doubts into that mind of that poor soul? Shaitan. Allah's not going to assist you, your poor soul. You've got nothing. Nothing. But Allah, He knows best the reality of what is there. The person, what desire he has and what he will give. The person who cannot see, he cannot define, he cannot appreciate. But ask the person who can see that what is present with him. The person who can see. The person who is blind, he cannot see. He doesn't know. But the person who has visibility, he is aware what Allah gives to him. What does Allah give? Allahu Akbar. On that straw mat, and with a drawer, with a dry bread and chapati, with the yogurt, what does he get? That Allah's magnificence descends on him, and there he understands straight away. One speck of magnificence of Allah, when he comes into the heart of the love of Allah, then the whole dunya becomes a waste for that person, and he understands suddenly, and his love for the dunya goes down. That even if somebody presents a kingdom to him at that time, Sultan Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah, remember, he was the king of of his time at that time, Nowruz. There was a place, a kingdom called Nowruz. And Nowruz, he said, I'm the king and I'm the sultan and the wali Allah. And he said, I give the whole state of Nowruz to you. And he wrote this and he sent the communication, and then he wrote at the bottom of that paper, the who? Subhanallah. He says, that for example, even if he has the reality of the existence of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has given him the tawfiq, that he stands in the night in the quarter and he worships Allah, then I have no need for Nowruz. Yes, so he sent that back. He said, I've got a greater kingdom than this. And what was that kingdom? He said, it's me and my Rabb, and it's the last portion of the night, the isolation of the night. And Allah Ta'ala has allowed the Quran to come into my heart. Hafiz is a great, great person that Allah has given him the tawfiq to protect the Quran. Shaitan, he takes everything away from a human being. He takes the Quran out of the hearts of the people. And then in place of the Quran, waswasa, shaitaniyat, and evil. Because the Quran's come out. So he takes a good thing and he replaces it with wilderness. So we should say, Allah, you've given us the name of your Quran. Allah, please protect this Quran for us and allow us to protect this Quran. Ask from Allah, inshallah, Allah will give to you. Allah, they allow me to preserve this Quran. Allah, protect our Quran so much so that this Quran can go with us until the qabr. And just like the glory of the Quran is, that it can go into the qabr, the grave, and it become protection for us and assist us and make our answering the questions easy. From all four sides, it will surround us with his nur so that the azab of the qabr cannot affect us. Brothers, is a great asset, the Quran. Quran, ask us, we don't even know, we don't remember the Quran. We don't remember the Quran. So when you remember the Quran, don't waste it. You shouldn't waste it. Any name Allah gives to you, shaitan takes the wealth away from a person. He snatches it. So I was requesting, I was saying that the walis of Allah, the things they have, the great treasures, subhanallah. And when he was said that you've left the kingdom, he said to you, are a weird person, you've got torn clothes, tattered clothes in your hand, you've got a needle, and you're sewing your torn socks and your shirt, your satay, sewing it. And I know that you were a king of the big kingdom that you had. This is a wali of Allah, another event. He said, go back to your kingdom. Why are you foolish and silly sitting here? You should, said you had slave women, you had beautiful women, you had alcohol, and food was cooked and grilled for you. You had gatherings. What's this game you're playing? You got tattered, torn clothes, and you sit here in the wilderness. Is this progression? Is this advancement? Go back to the country, the advanced country, and see what you get. And he laughed and he smiled. He said that needle that he was sewing with, he threw that needle into the water. He threw that needle into the water. He said, can you bring this needle back for me? He said, this needle? He said, how? He said, I don't know where it's gone into the river. He said, shall I call it back? He said, how can you call that needle back? He said, I'm the king, subhanallah. He said, I'm the king. At that time, that for example, he said, you're the foolish king that he doesn't listen to me. Today, I am the king of the creatures of Allah. The creation of Allah. A person, if he makes his yaqeen strong, Allah gives everything to him. He said, how can you be like this? He said, you can't bring this needle back. I said to you, bring the needle back. He said, how will you bring it back? He said, look, how a king I am. He said, oh fish, that my needle is lost. Quickly, my same needle, bring that back to me. Subhanallah. My same needle. All the fish, they came up to the surface. He said, this is not my needle. These are gold needles. Bring that needle that I threw, which is my needle. And then eventually, one fish came back out of the water with his needle, and he took that needle. Subhanallah. It's not a story, Jakanori. These are facts in the kitabs. These are recorded, and I'm sharing those with you. Hadith and Quran and As-Salaf As-Salihin, they're examples. I'm not bringing these stories out of my pocket. So this is the fact that Allah Ta'ala elevates the person who remembers him, and he has no need. And because everything's attached to the heart, greed comes in the heart, and all wrong things come in the heart. So when you assign your heart to Allah, then everything's in the control of Allah, and he doesn't like anything else in the dunya. When you assign your heart to Allah, then you belong to Allah. You've assigned yourself to Allah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I don't enjoy that. Say louder, Subhanallah. Allah's praise should be done properly. Allah will be happy. Good Jamaat is sitting. Rajab month has started. And with love they are starting this beautiful month. Subhanallah. Have you seen that? So, when you love Allah, then you present the things to Allah in a loving way. So brothers, the mashallah, I'm excited today because it's Rajab. Due to Rajab, I'm excited. So for this reason, this subject came into my mind. I thought whatever will come into my mind, heart, broken down, whatever it is, I'll just share with you. If you don't like it, then ask for forgiveness in advance. Don't be upset. Please forgive me if you don't like what I'm saying. So, imagine the glory of this month, the greatness of this month. What a great month is this month of Rajab, that you see yourself, Allah Ta'ala likes this month, a sacred month, honorable month, high status month, month full of nur. And on top of that, what has Allah done? Then this month, no other action. There's no specifically pray this salah, keep this fast, do this, nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Just free, total free. Free of conditions this month. Is there any action specific? Now people maybe celebrate, to commemorate. From the hadith, there's nothing proven specific that keep this fast, do this action. There will come actions in Rajab. Many things, alhamdulillah, I'll tell you the reason for it. Why is that? Why is this month full of barakat and blessings? What is it contained? The reason is that the Prophet of Allah did an amal in this month. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. When Allah says that I like this, this is a sacred month, then Allah's Nabi says I like this month also, of course. And this month Rasulullah did an amal. That amal you should do. That's proven from the hadith, alhamdulillah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So the Nabi says has prescribed to us one amal in this month, Allah's Nabi, Prophet. And a unique deed. Unique deed was that he did a dua in this month, the Prophet of Allah. That's it. In this month, no other amal did Rasulullah do. What he said, a dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. That's it. One dua Rasulullah recited. Soon he saw the month, the new moon of Rajab. Rasulullah did a dua in this month. Oh, imagine that light, light beyond light. Then Allah says, the sacred month. Why? Because Rasulullah did dua. What dua did he perform? Two things he asked. Rasulullah asked in this dua. So let's go towards this hadith now. Whatever comes in my mind, I'll share with you. I'll explain to you. Subhanallah. Two things Rasulullah asked for. Yes, and we all recite this, alhamdulillah, this sunnah. And this is the greatest amal to do this dua in Rajab. Two things are contained in this dua. Two things. One is barakah, blessing, say Subhanallah. And one is to deliver us until Ramadan, until we arrive to Ramadan. Subhanallah. These are the two things that Rasulullah asked for in this dua. Nabi al-Kareem says, when he did dua, the duas he's taught us and he's asked, those duas are fact. But with the dua, there's a message. Remember that. With the dua, this month, what do? That we take the dua, recite it, but we shun or discard the message that's contained in the dua. Say Subhanallah. So this fakir, humble servant, he takes the message first, and then he takes the dua after. Subhanallah. That's my habit. In the dua first, I delve into the dua. What's in this dua? What's contained in this dua? What is it wrapped up with? It's around. Must be in Rasulullah. Ask something. There's a secret, something hidden. If you don't understand, I pray nafil. I do dua to Allah. Allah, explain this dua to me. What is this dua? What's the message hidden? When I understand the message, then you perform the dua recital, then there's great satisfaction in that. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. First understand what's in this dua. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. We do this dua, don't we? I don't recite until I don't understand this dua. What's contained in this dua? What's the message? So until today you keep reciting dua here, but me, myself, this dua, I dived into what's in there. So I understood two things from this dua. Barakah and Ramadan. Barakah and Ramadan. What? Barakah, blessings, and Ramadan. But that's the two things I learned from this dua. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ramadan, that Allah fill this month of Rajab with barakat. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, dua and Allah doesn't listen? Impossible. Allah said, look, such barakah I'll give in this month that the whole dunya will remember until Qiyamah, until the day of judgment. In this month, such barakah will be that you will keep on remembering. Such barakah will give Allah. Says, do you know what is that? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala has put such an event into this. Such an event into this. It's called the night of Miraj in this month. Subhanallah. Such a great miracle of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And no other month is there such a great miracle. Such a great miracle that Allah Ta'ala instilled into this month of Rajab. Watch miracle. Allah took his Mahbub beloved from Makkatul Makarma. He took him and he delivered to Baytul Maqdis. All the prophets were assembled there. All the prophets from beginning to end, all gathered. And they were waiting that there's somebody to come. And you cannot, you have to wait for him. Then the Prophet came, he was present. And everyone went to the back. And he led them and he went to the front. And he was Imam. Imamul Anbiya he became. The Imam of the Prophets, look at the barakah of this month. What barakah Allah has instilled? That you did such dua, my Prophet, such barakah will come this month that the whole world will remember this event. From there, Allah Ta'ala raised the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And Jibreel Asim, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, seventh heaven, and then meeting with the prophets, then du'as with the prophets, subhanallah. Sidratul Muntaha, the angels going with him still, top class, highest class, the angel when he arrived there, he said, that's the end for me, oh my master. Jibreel Asim said, I can't go beyond this, oh my master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my limit has been reached. All the makhluk, their limits reached, but Rasulullah sallam's initiation of the journey is still not there, subhanallah. This is the barakah of Rasulullah sallam, that Jibreel Asim said, this is my end point here, I cannot go beyond it, I am the greatest angel and I've come as far as I can, but you are just starting, mashallah, in your greatness. And Allah Ta'ala invited Laylatul, yeah, that Allah says, subhanallah, Asra bi abdi Laylatul min al Masjid al Haram, that journey started from there. Allah is so holy, He's free from all defects and He can allow anything to occur. No action, no nothing achievement. How did this happen? The Prophet went in one night, the prophets came and he returned in the same night. When he came back, his bed was still warm and the door was still shaking and everything was the same. The human beings were doing the same thing. When this event was presented, the pious leaders have stated that the whole of the universe froze at that time. The whole universe froze. Great example I'll explain to you. Beautiful example. That, for example, a great king or president is coming on the road. What happens? The whole traffic jam stops. Doesn't it? Everything stops. Everyone has to stop what they're doing. They have to stop. The brakes are on. Nobody can travel because the president, the king, he's going to travel. Everyone stood there on the pavement, police, cordons, and sealed. That, how dare you that any car moves from here? This is what happens in the world, isn't it? Because the king, the respectful king's going to go, there's danger, hazard. They have to put cordons and stop. Everything, traffic jam, subhanAllah. So Allah is the host and His Habibzam is traveling. Then tell me, will there not be a traffic jam in the dunya at that time? Tell me, who can dare that they can move even an inch? The sun stopped wherever it was. The moon stopped in its cycle. The stars stopped in their travel. Water, seas, oceans, tidal waves, everything stopped. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is traveling. So everything stopped. Do you enjoy what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? See, this is how we're celebrating Rajab. Understanding Rajab. Everything ceased, stopped, the whole dunya stopped in its tracks. Everything stopped. When we see that then the king or the president passes, then suddenly everything starts to move again. The traffic, the cars. Soon as Rasulullah arrived, then when he returned, then the whole world started to move again. Sun, moon, and everything continued in its cycles. It's proven. Everything, but the way he left it, was frozen. Subhanallah. Amazing, eh? Amazing. Everything, I can't remember my naat, otherwise I'd recite it to you. So that you hear it, you can recite a beautiful night, naat of Miraj, subhanallah. So then, so that he said, that's it, oh master, your journey has just started, and let's see what happens now. And look at the barakat, subhanallah, the barakat of Rajab. Then after that, Allah knows best and Allah's Rasul knows best. But this enough we have learnt, that this ilm has come to us, knowledge, that Rasulullah went and Allah Ta'ala met Rasulullah and Assalamu alaikum ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah. Until today we are repeating that until Qiyamah the servants will recite this in Salah. Do you know this kalam or not? Don't you recite Atayat in Salah? Don't you recite this? Repeat this. What is this? The same memory of Rajab, subhanallah, the meeting. The memory of the meeting that Allah said when I met my Mahmoud, my beloved, then this is how I said my salam to him. Subhanallah. Allah says. So this is the point of Rajab. So barakah, blessings of Rajab. Allah says, look at the barakah, how it will come in this month. So imagine now how much barakah there will be inside this month of Rajab. Imagine. But there's no amal. No specific action. Allah has not prescribed. Just one amal. What is that? Barakat, blessings. What's the reason for that? So keep on listening today to what I'm saying. Keep on listening today to what I'm saying. Ramadan, you'll achieve Ramadan just by listening. You'll achieve Ramadan. Ramadan will become your life. Yes, from this month. Subhanallah. So, we continue. Barakah is in this month. Just the point of Barakah Allah mentions in this month of Rajab. barakah. So what we realize here is that Allah is also speaking about, in this dua about Rasulullah also mentioned Ramadan. So in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Habib. Via his words and actions, we are being told that start preparing for Ramadan. About what? Such a great month it will be, that Rajab, such a great, holy, sacred month that I've just already defined to you. Then Shaban comes after Rajab. So we are now in Rajab. Then Shaban, the 59th of Shaban, so great. And more greater than we talk about the fazail of Rajab and Shaban. After that, the conclusion is what? Thou, O Ummah, for the Ummah Allah has given this, the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah cleans them, purifies them, and delivers them until up to Ramadan. That's what Allah wants to do. So it's not Rajab that's the objective. Shaban is not the objective. That there's no ibadah in them. What is the objective? Ramadan is the objective, my friends. That these 2 months in advance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the preparation for Ramadan, 2 months in advance, Allah prescribes the preparation. This dua gives us that preparation. What is that? What's that tariqah? Allahumma barik lana. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you want to attain Ramadan, if you want to achieve Ramadan from today, start doing one action before the month of Ramadan. What is that? What is that action? That in this month, fill it with barakah. Make it a blessed month. What? Rajab. Make it a blessed month. If you make Rajab a blessed month, barik lana fi. Yeah? Allahumma barik lana fi Allah. Rasulullah said that Allah says, if you make Rajab blessed, then your journey until Ramadan, you will take you in a blessed way, and the whole of Ramadan, totally, you will benefit totally from Ramadan. Subhanallah. From not one moment will you lose out if you start the blessed journey now. If you gather all the blessings now. So the preparation of Ramadan, my friends, is what was the prescription? What is it? Say loudly. What is it? Barakah. Blessings. Blessings. If you want to achieve a good Ramadan eventually, then for that the ibadah that's being prescribed now in Rajab is what? Barakah. Blessings. Through blessings, all of the rewards of Ramadan you will be able to attain. If you don't have barakah, you will not attain anything in Ramadan. And that barakah, to attain barakah, for practice 2 months in advance, Rajab and Shaban, 2 months in advance of Ramadan, Rasulullah announced that for this, from when? From Rajab start the action of attaining the barakah that you will attain in Ramadan. Do you understand what I'm saying, or you don't understand what I'm saying? Then listen, I'll explain further, so you understand. Can anyone imagine such a great thing? The whole of Ramadan will be achieved through barakah, and that barakah has to start now. If you don't have barakah now, then you won't attain Ramadan. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu has explained, Allahumma barik lana fi, that to reach to Ramadan in the right way, then you need the month of Rajab with barakah, blessings. Allah, make Rajab, this whole month, blessed for us. May we achieve the blessings in the month. So let's attain blessings in this month. Now comes the question, what is barakah? What are the blessings? Question arises, doesn't it? That through the blessings, Allah has given us 2 months in advance that will allow us to achieve Ramadan, the fulfillment, and Rasulullah recited a dua to attain barakah, blessings. We can't attain blessings. How do we prepare? What do we do? Yes, that enough, we will make samosas in advance, fill the fridge and the freezer. Okay, that's fine, that's the need of the body. But don't just say that this is the preparation for Ramadan, making the samosas. What's happening? Ramadan, preparation of Ramadan's coming, and we go to the grocery stores, and we'll buy samosas in the hordes, and we'll make samosas, and put spices, and pakoras, and onion bhajis, and preparing for what? Ramadan. In every household it will start. And food is being cooked, and the fridge and the freezers will be filled up. Yeah, do that. Okay, no doubt. Nothing wrong with that. Good thing. You have to eat food. But that's not preparation for Ramadan. Don't call it preparation for Ramadan. Rasulullah said, prepare with barakah. Say subhanallah. Prepare with barakah. So why do we do this bidah? Yeah, this is bidah then, isn't it? Innovation. That preparation is blessings. Do you understand the words, what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say? And our preparation is pakoras, samosas. So this is innovation. Bidah. Yes, make the food, collect it, prepare. But don't say it's preparation for Ramadan. Because it's not preparation for Ramadan. No, that's the wrong statement. Wrong statement. So preparation for Ramadan, how do we do them? What is barakah? What is blessings? So we can attain this. Barakah, blessing, subhanallah. Barakah, to attain blessings, my friends. So how do we attain blessings? What is that? Barakah. How do we earn that now? To attain barakah, to earn barakah, do the actions of barakah, subhanallah. To attain and earn blessings, then do the actions of barakah. Do the actions of barakah. Those deeds that Allah Ta'ala has instilled barakah in them, when you do those actions, then the barakah will come to you. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what's the message? The message is this, the learning is this, that Rajab, the month of Rajab, you should decorate with those deeds that will give you, so you can acquire barakah, blessings. If you practice those amal, then these amals, this practice will take you until Ramadan. And then in Ramadan, you'll do those amal that will allow you to earn the barakah as well in Ramadan. Yes? So amal, when you do good actions that earn barakah, then you'll attain them. There's two things here. That person does two types of things a human being does. There's no third thing. Either you do actions of barakah, or you do actions of wretchedness, cursed actions. You can do those actions. There's no third type of action. Yeah? There are two types of actions. Type one, type two. Either type one action that earn blessings, and blessings descend, say Alhamdulillah, or that I do wretched actions and actions full of curses. How? Because when we do the actions that Allah likes, pray Salah, what will descend? Barakah will descend. Recite Quran, what will descend? When you do zikr, what will descend? When you do any pious action, what will descend? Blessings, barakah. So when you do pious, good actions, then you are gathering and collecting the barakah of Allah. You don't need to run after them. Automatically the barakah descends. It comes to you. And you'll be drowning in the barakah. In the same way, when we commit dirty, impure actions that Allah Ta'ala dislikes and shaitan loves, which he loves so much. Yes, lying, backbiting, breaking someone's heart, saying bad to somebody. What all these actions? Fighting, quarreling, disputes. These are shaitan's beloved actions. Salah, pray, despite having the power to pray salah, and you don't pray salah. And when you pray salah, you have the power that you don't pray in jama'ah in the masjid. Then what are these things? This is wretched actions, cursed actions. Remember this. Remember this, in such a house where, in such a family, there's even one man, Allah's given him energy, he can go to the masjid and pray in jama'ah. He says, no, I'll pray at home. Even one man, immediately there'll be lanat in that home. Remember this. Remember, every day you have two choices, and you can decide, what hal am I in? Am I doing such an action now that Allah is disliking? Then forget it. Then forget, doesn't matter how much you decorate yourself with amal, wallahi aswab Allah. You will be drowning in the curses at that time. Don't even imagine for goodness. Don't even imagine for the goodness. How can it be that you are put your hand in a hot water and you hope that your hand will come out cold? If you put your hand into fire and you hope that your hand won't burn? Then how can you hope that you do actions of sins that Allah dislikes and you say that barakah will come to you? And this is shaitan's massive deception. Inna shaitan yinzam. Shaitan, he presents to you sins nicely. Go break his heart, lie to him, swear to him, and break his heart, and swear to him. All day, night, he makes people do these things. And he gives them good feeling, satisfaction. No, you're the best, because he's drowning in the wretchedness and the curses of Allah. He doesn't even know that, the poor soul. Why? Because the standard Allah Ta'ala has given, your job is to revive that standard. Allah's standard. Your job is, yes, and the sins, their function is to bring the wretchedness to you, curses to you, shaitans and jinnat. When we commit a sin or do an impure sin, which Allah dislikes, small or big, immediately jinnat and evil forces come and surround you. They come into your heart, put waswasa, shaitan comes, depression comes, bad feelings come, bad emotions come. He's out of control. He cannot control him. You can use him how you want for wrong and for vice and bad things. It's just like his hand, feet, they're not in control. They don't control his mind, his mind's not in control. It's a reality, truth I'm telling you. Truth. Yes, for example, some people take him to hospital, they tie him up, section him, he's mad. He's not mad. He's not, how did he become mad, this person, suddenly? He was okay before. Reason is so many sins, and suppressed the sins inside him. The jannah, they've surrounded him. The evil forces have surrounded him. They've grabbed him. They control him. So in the same way, when a person does good actions, pious actions, then nobody needs to remind him. He doesn't need to do dua. Immediately, automatically, the blessings come, the mercies come from Allah to that person. And his heart becomes soft, tender. This is not a small scale sin or a big scale sin. These are all from hadith I'm sharing with you. So every second a human being analyzes that this is the first part of the night, second part of the night, the third part of the night. Yathkurullah. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, as Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Rasulullah, his blessed habit was such that not one second in his life was it that he did not remember Allah. Not a second. Why? Because rahmas descended automatically, continuously. And we're being told that if you want to be beneficial of Allah's rahmas, one amal, keep on doing that amal, that action. That's such a deed that just like this hadith that recited to you, the more you pay attention to Allah, the more Allah's rahmas, He will pay attention to you with His rahmas, mercies, subhanAllah. So this is being said that this dua, Rasulullah says, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan, Allah make Ramadan full of blessings. Well, Allah, hence then do actions in Rajab and Shaban that you can be filled with blessings. Your Rajab and Shaban can be filled with blessings. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a great learning. Otherwise, if you do not attain blessings now, if you don't do good actions and good actions, then your Rajab and Shaban will be a waste and your Ramadan will be a waste. Totally fazool waste, and you will waste that beautiful opportunity, Rasulullah said. No big thing, no small thing, my friends. All year long you did sins, wrong actions, evil actions. You spent time wasting time all year long. That's why Allah says 2 months in advance, I'm telling you, start making effort now, trying now. With Allah's fadl and rahmah, until Ramadan, I will give you the development of habits that you will have the habit of pulling on the mercies and the blessings before Ramadan. Not just praying Taraweeh, Ramadan's come, do these 4 actions. No, no, no. Allah says it's such a great month of barakah, the mercies. Our mind cannot even reach to the reality what is Ramadan. When it actually comes, what a fantastic gift Allah has given to this ummah in the form of Ramadan. We cannot even understand the preparation of Ramadan. Starts from Rajab, 2 months in advance. The Rajab month, holy, sacred month. Shaban, such a month. And these are months of preparation. Then imagine what the greatness of Ramadan in reality is. Imagine. So today, if we start in the right way, the high standard that Allah Ta'ala has given to prepare with the standard of Ramadan, then we can succeed. Today, such sinful person like me, who is immersed in sins, does bad actions, Allah has given a message. Allah gives a message. Allah Ta'ala doesn't force anybody. This is a message. Allah doesn't force. If Allah wants to force, immediately an angel will descend and he'd show us something and shake everything. We'd all start saying, Tawbah, Tawbah, Tawbah. But won't we do Tawbah? Repent. Even just now an earthquake occurs, what will every man do here? Tell me. If suddenly the earth starts shaking, even the most sinful of people here, if suddenly a jolt of an earthquake comes here, all of us, what will we do? If suddenly lightning comes with a thunder, oh Allah, save us, la ilaha illallah, Allah, dhikr will start loud. This is our hal. This is our condition. Will it happen or not? Tell me. Yes, whoa, forever we'll do that. But Allah doesn't force. La yukallifullahu nafsan. Allah says that. Don't force anyone. Message totally will come to you. Before your grave, every individual will get a message. Come on, reform yourself now. Correct yourself now. Every man Allah loves. Every person gets a chance. Every man Allah Ta'ala loves. Every individual Allah Ta'ala loves. Somehow or other, Allah will give the message. But Allah will never force. And no will Allah make bughallid, mubalid. Never did Rasulullah force. And the true wali Allah never forces the individual. My Hazrat Sahib never said to me, forcefully keep the bed. Wallah, he never said to me, forcefully keep the imamah, wear the imamah. Never did he say to me. He never said to me. He never instructed me like that. Never. They go and pray Salah. No. Yes, his eyesight is merciful. Such a message comes out of his beautiful tongue and statement that the heart melts. He had no need to force me, wear imamah, keep the bed, do this, X, Y, Z. Not one day did he say that. I didn't have a bed, I cut my beard, I was immersed in wrong, I was in a bad way, bad appearance, bad character. Yes, but he never said to me from the beginning, wallah, he never said to me. And we were afraid that we go to Wali Allah, pray Salah, do this, instruction. No, he will never say to you, Wali Allah. He has no need to force somebody. And people who say this, then they are doing false slander on the Wali's of Allah, because this was not the tariqah of Dawah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. So he never forced, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anybody. Abu Jahl, was he forced? No. Abu Bakr Siddiq, was he forced? No. Siddiq, he had the noor inside him, he became Siddiq Akbar. Subhanallah. And this is the event that occurred, that when he heard about the Miraj, Abu Jahl said, oh, now today is our heyday. Now let's see now whose iman remains. Abu Bakr, he says, he's a believer, he's a lover. Let me go and tell him today about this Miraj story. He said, listen, Abu Bakr. He said, yes. He said, if somebody said to you, then in one night, I went from here to Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem. Are you listening? He said, yes. Abu Bakr said, yes. He said, iman said he went from Makkah to Baytul Maqdis. And all the prophets were assembled there, waiting for him. And then he says that the angel brought a transportation. Then he said, I went to the heavens, that man says, I met Allah. And then he said, I came back. And everything happened in one night. Tell me, can this happen? Can this ever happen? If a man says this to you, is this truth? Subhanallah. Abu Bakr Siddiq said, who said this? Tell me, who said this? Subhanallah. Forget the story. Tell me that after this is the meaning of the hadith. He said, who said this? Just tell me, who said this? Who is the one who said this? He said, your yard, your friend. If he said it, then 100% correct, he said. Subhanallah. If it's come from his mouth, truth. Jibreel alayhisalam came, that you are Siddiq until Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Then he gave the title of Siddiq. So Allah testifies himself to his sadaqah. This is iman. That have iman without seeing. Allah Ta'ala says, iman bil ghaib. Iman bil ghaib. Don't do tajassus, spying and questioning, challenging, debating. Don't ask Allah says for dalil. Amantu billahi. Bring iman bil ghaib. Without seeing. Who said this? Rasulullah, that's it. End of story. Not Allah said it. What do we need to see? Nabi said it. End of story. That's enough for us. That I have no need for dalil after this. Interest is haram. Why is it haram? We can't advance. We can't progress. Khazir is haram. The swine. Oh, it's an animal. It's got fat. It's beneficial. Why is alcohol haram? People challenge those modern intellectual people. Those people who have the PR. We are foolish people. They have bright sparks. They want dalil. They want proof. They give proofs. Why is alcohol haram? It's a social drink. Why is this haram? Why do you have to do parda, separation? Why do you keep beard and imama? And why do you wear this? These are old times. Old fashioned, because these are mashallah progressed, advanced people. Yes, they ask for dalil. But we have one answer. Amantu billahi wa rasulihi. That's it. End of story. That I was disbeliever, I became Muslim on one thing, that I put iman in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't need no dalil, I don't give it, I don't require it, I just know that they said this. Never debate on the facts. The pious say subhanallah. That if this happens, and this is the logic, and I see people, the alcohol, there's a loss, you can drink it at this time, these are the benefits. Why have you not said, Amantu billahi wa rasuli? That's it. That's the dalil. I brought iman, I was a disbeliever, I had no awareness, but when I brought iman in Allah, then I brought iman in everything Allah says. I have no need dalil, proofs, because everything has come into my heart, I accept. End of story. End of story. All wasawsas, whispers, doubts, confusion will go. Say Subhanallah. So Rajab preparation is with what? Barakah, blessings. You don't need to keep fasting on Rajab. You don't need to have a function or gathering. Just one action, barakah. And barakah will come through what? Amalu salihat? No. Listen to this also, let me explain this to you. Another point to understand as well. Reciting Quran, barakah will come? No, it won't come. Oh, I'm going on Umrah, book Umrah, barakah will come. Hajj, booking, no. Barakah will not come. Barakah will come through one action. Remember this. Barakah will come how? That when you shun the sins, and the barakah will come. When you're reciting Quran and you're sinning in parallel, will barakah come? No, it won't. And today this is the case. This is our case. Do I read this much Quran? I do this much Quran. But just small sin in the night. I watch this device in the morning. Small sin. But I pray tahajjud. All night do ibadah worship. All night you do dhikr. All night pray tahajjud. But if you do backbiting, then you are washing away all of that actions of yours. All your actions are taken away by the sin. If you want to earn barakah, look at the philosophy I'm telling you. If you want to take barakah, then don't go towards the worship salah, if you want to earn barakah, then reject the sins first and foremost. Reject the sins, then the amal that you do will be noor ala noor and the barakah will start to come. Then after shunning the sins, then open the Quran, then go towards prostration, then the noor will rain down upon that individual. We have spoilt our pious deeds ourselves with our own hands. For example, a human being gives you a big gift. He gives you a big car to you. Nice big car. Yeah? And that car, what do? You use it wrongly and you use it wastefully. Then it's your fault you've destroyed that car. So Allah Ta'ala has given you salah and talawah of Quran and dhikrullah, His name Allah has given, subhanallah. For dhikr, Allah has given His beautiful, say loud, His name. Allah has given us His name. What do we do? What action do we do? We commit the sins and we destroy all the actions that we've carried out, practiced. Yes, with Quran, we've done Quran, we've got his are such a hafiz who in his heart is the Quran and he commits the sins. Then does he feel he's got Quran in his heart? I swear by Allah, he will not feel he's got the Quran in his heart. And he will feel it's a burden in his heart. Subhanallah. Yes, the if kullu wal wahad, Surah Ikhlas comes to my heart, the heart is full of noor and light, subhanAllah, at that time. If Surah Ikhlas, a person recites it, when he memorizes it and recites it, even a small child, when he's got the concept of kullu wal wahad, Surah Ikhlas, and he's got said to Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful child, he's reciting Surah Ikhlas, kullu wal wahad, because it's coming to his heart new, fresh. So we also start to enjoy when he recites, you'll have that experience when a child recites that. Yeah, the small child, and you recite and make him learn, recite Bismillah. When he recites Bismillah, the whole house will be happy. So you realize, because first time in his heart, Bismillah has gone to his heart. So the taste enjoyment is so great that everyone around him enjoys that when he recites it. But in our heart, there's Quran. That Quran, we have destroyed it with our sins. We destroyed it, it's become a burden for us. We dislike the Quran. Unfortunately, we run away from Taraweeh. We dislike in the morning, how can we read it? Imagine. Allahu Akbar, Surah Yasin, Surah Rahman, Surah Taha. What great chapters, and we've destroyed all of it. No, and we replaced it with what? This sin, this banditry, this evil action, this bad action. With sins, we've destroyed our deen. So who can say the Quran will bring barakah? Barakah will come from the Quran when you don't have sins in parallel. When you don't have sins in parallel. So Rajab, the barakah that's been mentioned is by shunning the sins in Rajab. That's the meaning. That's the meaning. In Rajab, don't commit any sins. Stop practicing that now, Allah says. Then Allah says you will attain such a Ramadan that without the sins, it will be such a Ramadan that in your life, just one of those Ramadans will be enough. No, Taraweeh, we're preparing, hafizes are coming, everything's happening, but there's no barakah, no blessings. What's the definition of barakah? That we can't leave the sins. We can't shun the sins. When you shun the sins, barakah will come. Remember this. And this is the dua Rasulullah said, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. Do you understand that dua now? Though Allah instill into my Rajab such blessings that there's no sin at all in my Rajab. No sins of the eyes, no sins of the tongue, no sins of the heart, no sins of the hands. Not this. That Allah make my Rajab so blessings that I'm praying salah or I'm doing this. That's why Rasulullah gave no ibadah in this month. He gave no ibadah. That without ibadah, Rasulullah said, attain blessing, not through ibadah, rather leave the sins. Otherwise, he would have given ibadah, isn't it? Some worship. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very technical point Allah Ta'ala has instilled into my heart right now. Say subhanallah. So when Allah Ta'ala explains such things that you don't get in kitabs, then be grateful to Allah. Be grateful to Allah. Such a beautiful point. Think about it. Think about it. That Rajab, there is no ibadah, no prescription. Oh, I've did this, wake up this night to keep this fast, etc. A person used to keep fasts. 27th or some month of day from the Hazrat Umar. He said, who kept this fast? Who kept this fast? He said, this man, this individual, why did you keep this fast? He said, for this reason, that there will be barakah, blessings, etc. He said, break the fast right now. Yes, that from behind you will come my whip. Did you see Rasulullah do this action? No. Then why? You're doing that. If you want to keep the fast, keep it just like a normal level fast. But not specifically for Rajab. Why? Because no ibadah has been prescribed in this month of Rajab. No. So if ibadah has been told, do that. What is that? That shun the sins. Leave the sins. Attain barakah in this way. in this way. So this is the biggest ibadah, and this is also ibadah, worship to leave the sins. Remember, we don't consider leaving sins as worship, but it is. It is a greater worship, shunning the sins. Yes, no, that leaving the sins, subhanAllah, not doing the sins, is greater than other forms of worship, subhanAllah. So what's being told us to us here, that the preparation for Ramadan, how do we do it? First and foremost, to attain barakah, what do? Reject the sins. Do you understand this point? Do you understand properly? You want to attain Ramadan's greatness? Then do this thing. So the first step to reject sins is what, my friends? Look how Rasulullah has taught us deen practically. Practically. And what do we want? We want barakah in our lives, but our lives are full of sins. No worries. Even if I until now kept on worshipping idols, doing zina, stealing, then I understand the point now, and there's 2 months to Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, that Allah's doors of mercy open, straight away Allah Ta'ala will wash you and clean you. Don't worry, don't cry, Allah will purify you immediately. How? Allah Ta'ala has given an action. What is that? Tawbah. Subhanallah. So Rajab, the first step of Rajab is what? The human being should do. Allah want to prepare for Ramadan. Allah says, I'll give you Rajab. What's the first step in Rajab? Tawbah. Tawbatan Nasu. Two types of Tawbah there. Two types of repentance proven from the Quran. One Tawbah, Allah forgive me. This is Tawbah. Allah forgive me. Two Rukah Nafal Tawbah. And one is Tawbatan Nasu. What is that? Ya ayyuna ijabukum surah mumtahana. Oh my Prophet, believing women will come to you, and there you have to give them bayah, the pledge of allegiance. Tawbatan Nasu. So when you go and give your hand and do bayah in the hand of the Shaykh, and you make him your witness, and you say to that Shaykh, the Wali Allah, that Allah, this is the verse of the Quran, Surah Mumtahana, that I won't do this sin, my Shaykh, I won't do this sin, my Shaykh, I won't do it. What tawbah is this? And then after that, I stated, when he accepts and repents, then in Medina, Rasulullah has been instructed that do dua of istighfar for them. Read the verse of the Quran. Then Rasulullah does istighfar and does dua. This is tawbah and nasu. So Rajab, whoever does this action, then he goes to a Shaykh, he finds a Shaykh, says, Hazrat, give me bayah, give me tawbah. What is bayah? What is pledging allegiance? He's doing tawbah, repenting, and you take his hand. If he feels like him, and he accepts your request, and he makes you recite this kalima and takes the promises from you, and you make the promises, first reward, Rasulullah will do dua for you in Medina. In Medina. So what? Who? Which Nabi? From his mouth this blessed dua was recited. Subhanallah, Allah, that he has taken all of the barakah of Rajab already. Is there any sinful person if he wants to do tawbah today in this night? Is any sinful person? Rajab is calling out. If you understand my words, the message coming to you, then pay attention to what I'm saying. Pretend, leave the dramas of life. You know all the dramas of life, leave them. Someone's coming, do this, do that, do this action, do this worship. Forget all of that. Rajab and Ramadan to prepare is the tariqah I'm telling you. I'm telling you the tariqah. Do tawbah. Repentance, first action to do, tawbatan nasu. One is tawbah, general tawbah. This is tawbatan nasu. A person whose tawbah is weak and he does this tawbah again in Rajab, Allah, I commit sins, I break promises. Allah, give me tawbatan nasu. Because Ramadan, whoever wastes Ramadan, then he's wasted a massive mercy. It's a big point in this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Big point. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان. Great point this in this dua. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان. Listen attentively. The points are coming. Shall I tell you? Shall I explain to you? Then listen. The بَلِّغْنَا. The Allah allow us to reach Ramadan. I told you that I dive into the words. I understand the dua from Allah. Allah explain what is this dua. بَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان. Allow us to reach Ramadan. What did Rasulullah say? Allah, allow me to reach to Ramadan. Allah, deliver me to Ramadan. What does it mean? Hey, the point is this, that you have no strength, no energy. You are stood on the banks of death. Oh, foolish human being, do dua to Allah. That Allah, allow me to stay alive until Ramadan. That's the meaning of this. What a beautiful request of Rasulullah. Though Allah, that is such a great month, Allah, please delay my death and give me the destiny in my life to arrive to Ramadan. Imagine how great is that Ramadan. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Allah, allow me to stay alive. Do Allah, make a request. Allah, my Lord, please delay my death. Don't let this me not achieve this month. Allow me to stay alive and see this month of Ramadan. What a great barakah, imagine, that must be present in that month, that we're asking Allah to take us to that month. Imagine. So this is the right way, right tariqah that we've been told how to prepare. This is what we need to attain. So brothers, First step of tawbah is what? First preparation of Rajab is what? Tawbah. Step number one. Tawbah tan nasu that we just discussed. Step number one. So look at your tawbah. What, have you done tawbah? Oh, otherwise Ramadan will go to waste. If we waste such a thing, then your life is gone. There's no guarantee you will come back. And Allah's rahmah, I'm hopeful in Allah's rahmah. Whoever does dua with the heart and has understood it, Allah give me life, then inshallah, Allah will save him from all diseases and take him to Ramadan. Yes, wa ma dhalika bil aziz, that Allah Ta'ala, He can extend anyone's life if He wishes. That I remember two events of extension of life, but the time will be, take too much to explain them. That subhanAllah, this is a dua of Rasulullah, Allah's Nabi, and this happens. There was one individual, he was dying, Allah Ta'ala extended his death. Two events I could share with you. Mustanad, confirmed events. Confirmed, authentic. So brothers, Allah Ta'ala says, life and death is in my hand. I can give you death, I can give you life. And Rasulullah has made this dua, that recite this dua, Allah give me that life and save me from all illnesses and tragedies and allow me to see Ramadan. So when this love is there, do you appreciate Ramadan now more? Do you appreciate Ramadan? Do you realize what is Ramadan now? Yes, will you make samosas now? Or will you make spiritual foods? Tell me, yes. So this is preparation. Make samosas, make pakoras, but prepare at the same time. Prepare, say, Allah, I reject sins, and I'm decorating my time, I'm asking Allah for forgiveness, I will shun the sins, I won't let sins come near me, and subhanAllah, this is the preparation for Ramadan, my servants doing, Allah will say. So first step, Rajab, is find a wali Allah sheikh and give your hand in bayah to that sheikh. I'm not calling to myself, people say, oh look, he's trapping people, making marids. I'm not a wali Allah, I've never said I am. I say it openly, I say it clearly, I'm not wali Allah, I'm not a sheikh, I'm nothing. I'm just doing one action because my sheikh instructed me, so that's why I'm sharing this with you. I'm sharing this with you. Otherwise, I am not even the dust of your shoes, I'm not even the dust of your shoes. Swear to me, ridicule me, say bad to me, dishonor me. I'm happy that this man has realized what I really am. Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, me, I have no connection with this. I've got no titles. Who am I? I'm nothing. SubhanAllah. This is the wali of Allah, my sheikh, the friend of Allah. He said, go. He instructed me, go and teach people dhikr of Allah. And I do whatever he told me and instructed me. Otherwise, I don't know anything. I have no knowledge. I've told you a few times, clear cut. I'm telling you today as well. That the Rasul, my sheikhs go and instruct them and teach them this, they can explain to them how to do dhikr. But one thing I try is that whatever I promises I made to my sheikh, I can fulfill them so that he can intercede for me inshallah and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive me. At least I should have that luggage that if I have said to him I'll do this, then at least I should be hopeful for that. Otherwise I can write to you, there's no wali, no sheikh, nothing, no title, I have nothing, I have no capability, nothing, nothing. So the point I'm making here, understand the point I'm making. What I'm saying is that seek a wali Allah, then look for the wali Allah. Go out, look for him, take his hand, a proper, true wali Allah, and do tawbah in Rajab. Don't waste this month. If you don't, you won't be wasting Rajab, you'll be wasting Ramadan if you don't prepare in this way. And those who's tawbah, who did tawbah before, they're gone weak, they're committing sins, then renew their tawbah. Don't waste your Ramadan. Don't waste your, doesn't matter how many Qurans you've recited. Forget all that. I'll tell you now, no 1% barakah will come. You can recite 10,000 Qurans in Rajab. People will be upset what I'm doing, but you can be, but I speak the truth. 10,000 Qurans you can read, 10,000 sujood. Go to the Kaaba, do tawaf all day long. And book the seats for Makkah. People have booked for Medina, Makkah, Umrah. Do what you can. Do whatever you want. But can it be anyone who doesn't have a beard and he goes to Ramadan in Medina? I can show you thousands. Will it be accepted? Will there be barakah in his life? The curse will come on that person. That you've come to me in this appearance, in this face, with haram earnings, and you're not ashamed that your earnings are haram? And lying, you earn through falsehood, through fraud. You sat at home, and your salah is going, your wife's salah is going, your children's salah is going, and you've come to me here because you had money and wealth. And you thought you were better than others. The lanas will come to you now. The lanas of Medina will go with you when you leave. And the lanas of there are very severe. If you want to go there, then go with full preparation. And that same preparation, not the preparation in the pocket, spiritual preparation. True tawbah, then go there. Don't just book the ticket, Ramadan, I'm going Ramadan, this will happen, and we'll do a itikaf. Is this a game, a drama going there? Is this a joke? You say, again, we'll go there first, then after that we'll go there, then we'll go there. This is my schedule, itinerary, and Baitul Muqaddas, Allah Ta'ala's home. We're wasting money today. Wasting our time. And big claims, I did this and I did that, and giving Mubarak to people, that the beds are so short, so small, not even the sunnah length, not even the sharia length, no salah. They don't even come to the masjid to pray. Sometimes they go, sometimes they leave, sometimes they sit, sometimes they don't come. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is a game. We made the deen a game today, a joke, a drama. We say, barakah, blessings. Where's the blessings? Our houses are full of sins. Our houses are full of sins, but we're reciting Quran and playing, and we're playing the recordings of Surah Yasin, and this we want barakah, and we've got the prayer mats of Medina and Makkah and Zamzam water and dates and etc. Everything, we think barakah has come. I'm giving you again examples here. Examples in the house, the most dirty place is what? What's the most dirty place in the house? The most impure place is what? How dirty is the place that Rasul did the dua, recite the dua and go inside that place? Because do you see today, that today we have very clean toilets, pure fragrance inside, perfume, you go inside, mashallah. Someone made a library in his toilet. Imagine, they decorate their toilets, bathrooms, inside. I've seen this myself, with my eyes. Where he sits and releases himself, on the side he's got a shelf. I said, what's this? He says that sometimes it takes long, so I put a library here. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. This is the brain of the human being. Rich man. And he's a barrister in America, I think. I said, are you mad? It's Pakistan. I said, are you mad? What are you doing here? This is insan's hal. This is how his brain goes down. Money. Money is a test for a human being. It's a test, challenge, and he's happy, I've advanced, Allah's given me rewards, lots of wealth. This is not reward. That ni'mah, money, if you want to spend it properly, that's then a treasure. If you're spending incorrectly, then it's a zaab of Allah. It's a ghazab, punishment. Money, don't consider it wealth as the ni'mah. Consider the utilization of the wealth as the ni'mah. Money, don't be happy when it arrives. When you spend it, then be happy that I do the right thing. Small points that come to my heart, then remember them, what I'm saying to you. Today, how much you've earned, taxi, I've earned this much, my shop, the turnover, income. Don't be happy the amount. Tell me, where have you spent the money? How have you spent that money? How much have you given to Allah? How much have you kept your son? How much have you given for this person, that person? Whose hearts have you pleased with that money that you earned? Tell me that. Allah Ta'ala gives to you sometimes. Allah says, he gives me money. Then Allah sees, does he give to my creation? When that same money you spend on the creation, with this near, beautiful point I'm telling you. When you spend, when money comes, 10,000, 1 million comes to you, you have to think, 1 million, Allah, why did you give me this money? Who should I spend this money on? Why? First do two sujood, prostration. Allah, you give me a good job. Good salary, this many people, how will I feed the people, spend on them? You'll say, Allah, it's not my money, Allah wants you to do good actions with the money. So Allah, I'll fulfill this duty, Allah, give me the reward of spending this money in the right way. I don't consider that money is mine. Who shall I spend the money on? Deliver it to, assign it to, distribute it to. Allah's given me this task. That's why he gave me this money. Nare takbir, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Subhanallah. It's not my money. Allah's given me a job, a salary. Allah says, this salary you're earning, I'm giving it to you. Distribute it to my creation. I'll give you the reward because you distribute it with your hands. Imagine the enjoyment. Then take 15,000 here, 30,000. It's not mine. Only mine is that enough for my chapati bread for my children. That's it. Enough. The rest I give out. Subhanallah. Whoever's money it is, give it to them. Asana, what do? We put all the money in the bank. We take sood, interest. We earn interest on interest. Haram. And Ufullah says, no worries. I gave you a duty, a task. My servant, deliver this money to those people. You thought it's your money. And you hoarded that money. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So whoever's got money, the money, don't look at the money amount. Think where you're spending the money. Don't look at the money, spend the money. You can, today I'm understanding so much, Subhanallah. So due to the barakah of Rajab. Subhanallah, today I got a good job. £10,000 is my salary monthly, mashallah. How much is your expenses? My expenses are 5,000. The rest 5,000 have you given to others? Was Allah gave you. Be quiet and just deliver that money. That's not your money. So why have you come to me? I've come to you for this reason. Allah says that I want to elevate your status through this action. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha had so much wealth on one occasion, she distributed all of it till the evening. She said that this is yours. She said, why didn't you tell me before? Oh, you had a fast, you should have kept some money to break the fast. She said, oh, didn't you, well, you should have reminded me. The next day more money came, more distribution. Today you haven't kept it. She said, oh, you didn't remind me again. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Whoever's money it is, I distributed. This was my benefit. Allah's karam. The amount I worked hard on distributing it, I got my abode in Jannah. When you work for someone, won't he pay you? Say Subhanallah. When you work for Allah, he'll pay you. Do you understand the point? So is this your money? No. If you got money, say, how much is my expense? I've got the expense for my car, my child, my daughter, my son at home. Take your expenses out, what you need. Take your expenses out, what you need. Put them to one side. Oh, why has Allah given me more money then? Allah says, it's not yours, my servant. Spend it where I tell you. Allah says, spend it. The more you work hard in spending it and giving it, Allah says, how I increase your maqam, you'll be astonished. We ask money so we can hide in the bank. I'm going to the bank to deposit the money. He goes on a long walk and he's putting so much money into the bank. Don't do this. What should you do? Keep your money expenses. I need this much hundred or thousand. And the rest, spend for Allah. So what was I talking about earlier? Subhanallah. First action of Rajab, Tawbah. Step number one, what are we preparing for? Ramadan, and if you waste Ramadan, then you've wasted the opportunity. Why? Because Rasulullah said, in the life, ask Allah for Ramadan. Balighna Ramadan. Allah, extend my life so I can arrive to Ramadan. Ya Allah, don't give me death in the next 2 months. Allah, keep my health, keep me healthy. Allah, don't give me any sickness. Ya Allah, don't put me to difficulty. Allah, allow me to arrive to Ramadan. So there must be something in Ramadan that Rasulullah did this dua. Tell me, for which month? Ramadan. So imagine what is Ramadan, for which Allah knows and Rasulullah knows also what is Ramadan. But we don't know. We don't want to know. We read Quran, lying with the sins, lying with the Quran. We send the Quran today, prepare, do true tawbah. Please do tawbah. First do tawbah, step number one. After tawbah, the next action to do. After step number one, step number two is, that prepare for Ramadan. And the step number two action is that fulfill the balance sheet. How? All the salahs that you missed, fulfill them. The fast that were left, especially the women folk, their fast, their sharia excuse they have to not fast. They delay. They leave them. Now what should they do? That before Ramadan comes, that make up the lost fast that are upon the head from the previous Ramadans. Those who've got zakat remaining, immediately spend that zakat. Fulfill it. That's the preparation. If the zakat overdue, in Rajab you start, Subhanallah, in Rajab. Don't delay. In Rajab, Allah said, do it immediately. Do it immediately. Do it in Rajab, and if you want to attain the barakah, don't wait till Shaban. Barakah in this month. Start now. And those whose salahs overdue, fulfill them, zakahs left, fulfill the zakat, whose fast they left, fulfill the fast. And such actions, fulfill all these actions that overdue, the faraiz especially. Fulfill them. Okay? Tawbah, step number one. Step number two, fulfill the overdues. This is preparation for what? Ramadan. Ramadan, so we can arrive to Ramadan. Then after that, the sins of the akhlaq, character. Conduct. Obviously, the biggest sin of the akhlaq is mending the ties. Mending the ties. You understand? This is with your relative. This is my uncle, my chacha, mamu, cousin, son of my puppy, my auntie, etc. We say this, don't we? This is a big responsibility, my friends. This is such a big responsibility that if your relationships are broken, then in such nights, Allah says, I will forgive all these people, but not these people. Those people. Every sin Allah gives concession, but Allah does not give the way out for those who break the blood ties. Keep the ties with the relatives. Yes, that the closer relatives, mother, father, sister, brother, uncles, aunties, continues, doesn't it? So all your relatives, until the extent you go to, then treat them in the right manner as Sharia prescribes. Oh, but he does bad to me. He has done bad to me. They say bad to me. They do bad to me. Then there's one word Rasulullah said, that whoever breaks with you, you mend with that person. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. What a great glory of Islam. Whoever breaks the ties with you, then you join the ties with that person. This is common formula with a normal human being. Someone swears at you, says bad to you, ridicules you, dishonors you, but you give him love. You give him compassion. Nothing is lost on your side. He knows best, Allah knows best. If he says bad to you, you do good to him. You have love from your heart. Keep forgiving him. Keep forgiving him. Keep forgiving him. This is common person, human being with. This is a relationship with a normal human being in the world. My auntie said this, my uncle said this, relative said this. Your job, duty is they are breaking, you join. They are breaking, you join. That's it. This is such a great ibadah. 10 years, even if you are lying down in tahajjud. But this one action, remember, that Allah Ta'ala, how do you attain Allah's nearness? Remember this point. Remember this point, what I'm saying now. How do you attain Allah's nearness? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Allah is attained by controlling the nafs, the desire. Not through salah. Not through fasting. Not through ibadah. How do you attain Allah's nearness? By controlling the desires. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَزَّاهَا. That after destroying your nafs, crushing your nafs, suppressing the nafs. Suppress your nafs, crush it, tread on it, twist it. Then you will get close to your Rabb, your Lord. SubhanAllah. That's how you do. By shunning the desires, you attain Allah's nearness. So what we need to see is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what ibadah has He given to us to control the desires and kill the nafs? To suppress the nafs. This is such a great ibadah that when you assign yourself to someone swearing at you, you say, no worries my friend, I forgive you. SubhanAllah. Does your nafs get killed at that time? Straight away you attain Allah's nearness. Straight away. Oh, it's too hard for me to do that. It's too difficult. He said this to me. He says bad to me. She keeps on saying bad to me. And I keep forgiving her. Oh, I can't do that. No, her head will get bigger. They will poke fun at me more. Then you won't attain Allah. Remember, to attain Allah, there's not one way. Remember this point. Remember this point. To attain Allah Ta'ala, there's not only one way. There are more ways than the breaths. To attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness. And Allah Ta'ala automatically Himself tells us that method to attain His nearness. That how you have to suppress the desires. Allah tells us Himself. That the person, if Allah gives the tariqah to kill off his nafs, He gives him such relatives or friends and ties and relations. Those people who pester him, who put him down, then understand Allah has given me a tariqah that my nafs will be destroyed in this way. I will destroy my nafs in this way, that it will not be killed in any other way. Allah has given me this way out, and through this way I will attain Allah's nearness. SubhanAllah. Become the dust, the earth, the ground. Lower yourself. No, I pray this much salah, I do this ibadah. Why should I break? Mendatas, no, my son. Allah has given you this tariqah that your relatives, you need to keep them happy. And your Rabb will be attained via this path. Via this path. The challenge and test that comes to you, then understand Allah selected this way for me in my life. These hardships, if someone's getting a test by his wife, then understand that through my wife I'm getting tested, then he should start to love that karma and mercy of Allah, because that's the way you crush your desires and attain your Rabb. Even your wife saying bad to you and ridiculing you, but you fulfill her rights continuously, SubhanAllah, then you'll be successful because you've crushed your desires. Allah selects Himself the way that the human beings will pester you. Sometimes through ibadah, you attain Allah. You cannot select yourself the way that Allah Ta'ala wants to be pleased with you. You can't do it yourself. Remember this. Allah Ta'ala's selection, the shaykh knows that was Allah Ta'ala selected for you. And he brings you towards that path. He says, leave this ibadah, do this action, please this person. Or do this. He says, yaar, what kind of shaykh is this? Shaykh, they get upset with the shaykh, my teacher. He's saying to the other students, do this ibadah. And he's saying that, please your wife. She swears at me. And my shaykh saying, please the wife. And I'm praying salah. But no, the shaykh knows to attain Allah's qurb and nearness, Allah selected this manner and method for you. Subhanallah, hi. What beautiful points, subhanallah, today. What beautiful points. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So it's not just one method or path that you can attain Allah's nearness. Through relatives, they pester you. Whatever pinches you and hurts you, what makes your nafs hurt, consider that is the path Allah selected for you. So my brothers, mending the ties, joining the ties, if these things pierce your heart, how do I please my relatives? It's hard. They laugh at me. Then consider Allah has given you this path and rub yourself into the ground. And sweep their homes, go and beg them, and petition them, so that you can get Allah Ta'ala's nearness. Will you get Allah Ta'ala's nearness? Or tell me, you will get His nearness. And so easy to get Allah Ta'ala's nearness, you'll be happy that I didn't even in tahajjud, that by this person's dust on his shoes, I attained Allah Ta'ala's nearness, because your maqsad is to attain Allah's nearness, because we have to crush our desires. That's our objective. That's our objective. So do you understand deen now? Do you understand Islam? This is the deen. You sit in the khanka, then you realize what is deen al-Islam. Yes, Zakariya Masjid, this is not Zakariya Masjid, this is khanka Naqshbandiya. So after Isha, the flags have been erected after Isha. If you want to leave, that's your choice. As soon as Salah ends and our zikr starts, immediately the angels come around. Khanka Naqshbandiya, Mujaddadiya, Asafiya. That's the standard that they put there. Subhanallah. End of story. The doors end, everyone's disappeared, the lights go out. You see some people, lights, everyone runs away. Everyone runs away. Because the stand Asafiya, the flag has been erected. End of story. Whoever's come, whoever's got connection, he'll come. For those people, the door's open. The angels say, come. Welcome, welcome. Please come. And glad tidings. Amana wa sadakna. Come. And they keep on opening the doors for those. And those people, they come with ease, slow. Sometimes they're tired. They don't know about their journey. They come just like they've just left their house and come so close to the masjid. Say subhanallah. But they come from far away. Yes, in the morning when the wife says, go in Bolton, there's good meat. Is he mad? I'm going to Bolton to get meat. Imagine if their family told him, will you come to Bolton? Never will you travel that far. You say, there's good dish there, curry, takeaway, go there, travel, please buy takeaway for me. He said, are you mad? Go to Bolton, that far to buy takeaway, but for zikr you go so easily, they'll say to you. Zikr, say for zikr, I don't go, I'm invited for zikr, I'm called for zikr. Subhanallah. And you are sending me there, there's a difference. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Imagine the difference in that journey. So simple, you're coming, you're running it. But it's hard for your wife saying to you the next day, and your beloved who gives you chapati and food, and say, no, we'll eat takeaway closer. Are you mad? I'm going to go that far to Bolton to get the food. So what you realize, this is something else hidden here. Something else invites us, somebody else invites. Don't know what force is hiding to calling to such places. So my brothers, joining the ties with the relatives. Great actions. Whoever breaks, join with them. That's it. Remember this sabak, this lesson. And as much as you can. And when do you start this action? Somewhere from when? From now. This dua, mulanas, they tell us, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab. This is not dua, this is action we need to do. These aren't duas to recite. We do recite the duas. Don't do recite the dua. Look at the message in the dua. Well, look at the difference. Do you understand the message of the dua today? The difference is like the difference of the heavens and the earth. What do we understand? Oh, Balig Ramadan, the dua is this that we've learned today. Insan, mashallah, in Rajab, totally becomes an inhabitant of paradise. He becomes Jannati. Allah gives him the title. Quran is corrected. He's done tawbah. Sins he's left. And tawbah. Subhanallah. In Rajab, whoever does tawbah today, in the beginning of Rajab, today Allah purifies him like a newborn baby. Is there anyone today who wants to do tawbah? I ask again now. There's no sinful apart from me. I put my hand up myself. Yes, there's no one else around me who's a sinful. Okay, very good. I'm sat amongst the angels, mashallah. I'm sat amongst the angels, mashallah. Very good angel sat. So brothers, Rajab, don't let Rajab pass without success. Whoever's Rajab goes and wasted, then his Ramadan is wasted. Remember this point. First action, do true tawbah, honest tawbah, and then do your balance sheet. Make it proper after doing tawbah. Correct your balance sheet. Then after that, run after mending the ties, joining the ties, preserving the ties. Whoever's got this challenge, who Allah Ta'ala has given them that challenge in life, then he should be quiet and he should understand, I'll get Ramadan by making the relationships with the people. And I'll take the beads or the scolding or the ridicule, no problem. No problem. So there's many words, but I feel like speaking on and on. But let's do a bit of dhikr now, inshallah. And to the point we spoke today, the Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala improve our Ramadan. And with barakah, may Allah make our Rajab with barakah. And Shaban with Rajab. And Allah's given us a test here. Allah's given us a test here. Allah says here, that we'll start the action in Rajab. Listen to every point here. Every point. Shall I explain to you? Revise. In Rajab, Allah has given us a test that starts today. Whoever starts today, that's fine. Alhamdulillah. Then in Shaban, Allah tests us again. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. On the 15th of Shaban, the test will come again. Did he do this action yet or not? Another chance, opportunity. Rasulullah gives us another chance to us before Ramadan. Then again, his book of deeds will open us in the night of Shaban. That hey, that message gave you, Rajab, did you prepare? Did you do tawbah? Did you balance the book sheet? The balance sheet, did you balance it? And then, subhanAllah, you get a chance again on the 15th night of Shaban. And whoever successful, then he'll get the stamp of approval that he's attained Ramadan. So from today, correct your Quran, correct your Iman, correct your Yaqeen, correct your hearts, correct your hearts. All of these actions we need to start doing now. However, we should do it properly. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala improve our Ramadan. Our Rajab, may Allah Ta'ala instill with barakah. May Allah instill our Shaban with barakah. May Allah make our Ramadan our life and the story. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Recite the Rujbi.
وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطفنا وامدنا كل ذلك عندنا لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حيّ يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حيّ يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حيّ يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات اتوى بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دمر همهما وما دم يا سيدا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے جن جن حضرات نے اپنے بیماروں کے دور کے لیے کہ اللہ ہم سب کو شفائے کامل عاجل نصیب فرما ہمارے بریشور کے ساتھی ہیں ان کی والدہ کا پاکستان میں انتقال ہو گیا اسی طرح بولٹن کے ایک ساتھی ہیں ان کا ایک والدہ کا ہندوستان میں انتقال ہو گیا اور جو ہمارے ساتھی جن کے مرحوم کے انتقال ہو رہا تھا ہم سب کو جنت فردوس میں دعوت فرمائے ان کی مغفرت فرمائے ان کے درجاتوں کو بلند فرمائے صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.